This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Today, the Senate advanced the package of foreign aid bills that includes the much-discussed TikTok ban. The Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, yes, that's the name, contains a provision that would force the app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, to sell TikTok's U.S. operations within a year or be banned from the country. President Biden says he'll sign it should it cross his desk, but really, this is just the latest example of rising tensions between the U.S. and China over technology and the internet. Megan Bobrowski wrote about this for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So set the scene here. It looks more and more likely that the Senate is probably going to pass the House-passed legislation against TikTok. How has China responded so far?
So China has said that they would not allow ByteDance to sell TikTok to a U.S. company. They say that it is artificial intelligence and they are not allowing the export of that technology. So that's one part here. And then they've also taken some retaliatory action by getting the App Store in China to take some apps off the App Store, which happened just this week.
Artificial intelligence. Why that argument in particular?
So this is, you know, in the tech world, which I cover, this is like the next big thing. It's almost like the reinvention of the internet, if you will. It's this new transformative technology, and everyone sort of wants a piece of it and is doing what they can to sort of get into this. And so China, you know, arguably does not want to export the technology behind TikTok, which has been wildly successful in the United States.
Should this get signed into law, who are the winners, especially here in the United States?
So the winners would, there's a couple of different ones, but other social media companies. So Meta, for instance, which owns Facebook and Instagram, and Snap, which owns Snapchat. Last week, Snapchat's stock actually went up on this news of the TikTok ban. So presumably they are going to be the ones who are benefiting here.
Is there a good evidence that consumers of TikTok, the users, are ready to hop onto other platforms?
So this is where it gets interesting because, you know, obviously consumers are on multiple platforms. And so there's sort of a question of where would they spend their time if not on TikTok? And presumably it might be Instagram, it might be Snapchat, but it still really remains to be seen. And, you know, many of these people who are on TikTok do not want it to be banned in the first place.
You also write that the reaction from tech executives has been mixed. Elon Musk, for one, said that he doesn't support a TikTok ban. What's the broader sort of vibe in the corporate world to all of this?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's sort of mixed reactions on, you know, on both sides. There's people who do want it banned. There's people who don't for competitive reasons. Elon Musk being one of them. Mark Zuckerberg actually, you know, years ago was raising concerns about TikTok and has since sort of receded into the background and has been pretty quiet recently on whether he supports a ban or not.
It feels like increasingly we live in this world where there are multiple different internets, and particularly when it comes to China and the U.S., there's the internet as it exists in China and then what we have here. With what's going on with TikTok, what does that diversion look like further down the road?
Yes, so you sort of have this these almost like two parallel internets that are existing in both of the different countries. So already in China, Facebook's banned, Instagram's banned, a lot of Snapchat's banned, a lot of these social media apps are banned that are pretty popular here. And, you know, in China, they even have their own version of TikTok. So it's a completely different app over there. And so there's already sort of different internets and social media that exist. But if the U.S. were to ban TikTok, that would make this divide start to become even more stark and the internets start to look drastically more different.
Megan Bobrowski is a technology reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.